Now, to Trash and Treasure, which takes us again back to MIFF and a retrospective of three films by Giorgio Manganiello, an artist and filmmaker from Melbourne in the 60s. Clay, made in 1965, was shot in the grounds of Monsalvat, the bohemian colony on the outskirts of Melbourne. Filmed with a mostly amateur cast, it's about a love triangle which develops when a sculptress, Margot, gives refuge to a wounded stranger. Clay screened in competition at Cannes in 1965, but was largely ignored back in Australia, and it was the last major work from Manganiello, who was born and educated in Italy and migrated here in the 1950s. Now, here's Gino Moliterno from the ANU, who's co-researching a book about Manganiello and his films.
Everything seems so unreal now. Perhaps it's a dream.
The first time I saw it, I was just stunned by it. I just couldn't believe that this film had been made, you know, in the 60s in Australia, and nobody knew about it. The dialogue, sometimes it is a little bit stilted, if you like, even the delivery. But I think his mode of working was really much more the mode of almost silent cinema, you know. A lot has been made of a type of importation of neorealism into the Australian context, but really he has a much more poetic style, a style that's very much, to my mind, and I've gone back to look at the sort of silent films that he might have been, if he didn't watch them somehow, he somehow had a feeling for them. But the films of Cocteau, for example, the films of Epstein, films that deal very strongly with a type of filmic image which is sort of inherently poetic and iconic.
Yeah, I agree. Like. Yeah, there are whole sections of Clay that you could watch with the sound down, and the images and the meaning would still be just as strong. The sequence of the police chasing this outsider at the very beginning through this landscape that's populated by these gnarled kind of tree stumps and so forth. I mean, the way that he's composed each shot in that sequence is straight out of the height of silent cinema.
Yes, and the really striking thing about all of that, when I found the original script in Italian, is to see that it's already thought out there.
I love the air of the storm, so fresh and restless. I love everything that makes me feel strong and excited.
What I like a lot about Clay is the way that Manganiello often calls on the elements. Of course, this film is full of howling wind and leaves flying across the screen and rain and so forth.
Well, I do think that this is really one of the most remarkable things about the film, this type of feeling, this poetic transformation of the Australian landscape and a type of poetry of the elements. You know, one's tempted to think about Tarkovsky, for example. It got a reasonably good reception at Cannes, although, you know, papers like Le Monde really took it to task for being rather poor in means, I guess. But, you know, it wasn't much appreciated in either the Sydney or the Film Festival. You know, nobody spoke about it, apart from David Stratton, who made a plea for it in the sort of the magazine of the film societies. I think it was cultural cringe, more than anything. They couldn't see beyond what was the obvious, if you like, artisanal production of the film. It was made with £11,000, most of it coming from a mortgage, from, you know, Giorgio mortgaging his own house and studio, and all of the actors and crew putting in £200 themselves, borrowed equipment and so on. And, you know, sometimes a little bit of that shows, but I think the poetry overwhelms that. It certainly does for me. But Australian audiences at the time, I think, were a bit blinkered and a little bit sceptical about whether or not anything made in Australia could really come up to world standard, ironically.
Why was he ignored by that new wave of Australian cinema in the 70s?
It's hard to tell. I mean, on the one hand, it does seem that his migrant heritage, if you like, disadvantaged him. I think there is a number of other factors. I think in a way he didn't want to compromise by writing scripts and going through the whole process of getting funding for films in a way that he thought would, tie him down to doing things that he didn't want to do.
But
he continued to tell them. He continued to tell them. I've seen the letters, I've seen and heard from other people, but certainly seen it in writing, where he says, the script is just a jumping-off point. The director makes the film. The film is in his head. And if the director has a track record, as I do, then you should just give him the money and let him make the film. There was a type of antagonistic relationship that developed between him, on the one hand, and the bureaucrats, the people who might have allowed him to finance his films. It ended up being a rather, a type of standoff, and poor Giorgio ended up always being on the weaker side.
Gino Moliterno from the Australian National University, who's currently working on a book about Manjimeli with a fellow researcher. And Clay has a last screening this Sunday as part of the Melbourne Film Festival, 4 o'clock at ACME, the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. And that's the show this week. Thanks to Paul Gough and to Jason DeRosso. I'm Julie Rigg. See you in the front stalls.